We're up to in the Rambam, Hilchis, Melachim, Perikud Beis, the final two halachis, Halacha Dalet and Hey. We've already been through what the Rambam has described as what would be in the time of the world to come, in the time of Mashiach, in the days of Mashiach, that Mashiach will bring a time of peace, that the Jewish people will not be persecuted by the non-Jewish people, and Eliyahu Navi is going to come. There will be a war of Gog and Magog, and Mashiach is going to be Miyachis, bring the lineage, describe the lineage of each and every Jew, what tribe he is in, the Kohanim and the Levim. However, the Rambam says that in the beginning of Halacha Daled, that not all this is the ultimate purpose of what the Chachomim and the Nevi'im, the prophets and the sages of the Jewish people throughout the ages, what they desired for when they were waiting for the time of the days of Mashiach. And the Rambam says, "Leinisavu achachomim v'hanaviim yemeis haMashiach." The Chachomim and the Nevi'im didn't desire the days of Mashiach. Leikdei sheyishlatu al kol olam. It was not that they should be in control of the entire world. And not in order that they should be able to govern on the goyim, and not in order that the nations of the world should exalt them and elevate them, and not in order to be able to eat and drink and be happy. This is not the purpose of why Chachamim and Nevi'im looked forward to the days of Mashiach. Rather, ela kedei shiyu pnuyim b'teira v'chachmasa. In order that they should be pnuyim, available, they should have the time, the space to study Torah and its wisdom. V'lo yiyalahem negus u'mavatel, and there won't be anyone that will bother them or disturb them from studying Torah. In order kedei shiyizku l'chayei l'mabo, that they should merit the life of the world to come. What world to come is the Rambam talking about over here? He says, as explained in Hilchis Tshuva. There is a famous debate amongst the great Jewish philosophers, the Rambam and the Ramban. What is the ultimate? What is going to happen in the time to come? The Ramban is of the opinion that there will be the neshama that leaves the body now, that's living in this world when a person passes away, goes into Gan Eden, into heaven. And then the neshama gets its reward for studying Torah. Then there will be a time of Yumeis HaMashiach, and then Tchias HaMesim, the resurrection of the dead, when the neshama will come back down into the body, re-enclose itself into the body, and live in this physical world, and over here get reward for its doing mitzvahs with its physical body. The Rambam, however, is of the opinion that the Olam Haba, the world to come, which is referred to in Jewish sources, is not the Olam Atchia, the world of resurrection of the dead. Rather, the Rambam is of the opinion that the entire life now, Olam Hazeh, and the days of Mashiach, which the days of Mashiach, according to the Rambam, is the state where the Jewish people are able and possible to fulfill all the mitzvahs of the Torah. All of the mitzvahs of the Torah is in order to reach the Chayei HaOlam Haba, the world to come. Even the life of the resurrection of the dead is prior, comes before, after the days of Mashiach. In the days of Mashiach, there will be the resurrection of the dead. And then there will be the life, the afterlife, the life of Olam Haba, the world to come, where the neshama, the soul, will be detached from the body, and the ultimate reward is souls free from the body. Okay? So the Rambam considers Olam Haba, the world to come, is the world of the souls that have left the body, and that is what's going to be eventually the final stage of the world, that the Gashmias, the physical part of the world, will be finished, will end, and the souls will live forever and get the reward for the Avedis Hashem, the Torah and the Mitzvahs that they did in this time now. Now, Chassidus explains this dispute between the Rambam and the Ramban, and Chassidus sides more with the Kabbalistic view of the Ramban, that the reward is going to be an Olam HaTchiyah of the resurrection of the dead, and that's how Chassidus takes on that eventually the ultimate life is the life of the reward together with the body. However, this is what the Rambam is saying over here. The Rambam is of the opinion, as he says in Hilchos Teshuva, and this is what he brings over here, that what is the reason why the Chachamim and the Nevi'im wanted to have the days of Mashiach is because now in Golus there's persecution, there's disturbance. We don't have the peace of mind to study Torah. We don't have the ability to do all the mitzvahs, all the 630 mitzvahs that Hashem has commanded us. And therefore, we look forward and hope to the days of Mashiach, which in the time of Mashiach, in Mashiach's days, everything will be restored back to normal, back to the way it's supposed to be. And that is that all the Jewish people will live in peace, and the nations won't bother us, they won't be in charge of us, we will be able to do all the mitzvahs, we will be able to engage ourselves totally in the study of Torah, and no one will disturb us. Then, through our doing, our Aveda, in the time of Mashiach, we will merit Olam Haba, the world to come, which is the afterlife of the souls without the body, which the souls will get rewarded for doing their service of Torah mitzvahs. And this is what the Rambam is saying, that this is why the Chachamim waited and anticipated and wanted the times of Mashiach in order actually to be able to study Torah. And as we learn in the next halacha, which describes how the times of Mashiach is the perfect times. It's the perfect peace. It's the perfect state of the world that enables the Jewish people to study Torah and fulfill mitzvahs without any disturbance. And with that, he will merit Olam Haba, the world to come. And as we go over to Halacha Hei, which is the last sif of the entire Rambam, where the Rambam brings and says in halacha of what the state of Mashiach is going to look like, to tell us that this is what we have to look forward to. It's a halacha in Rambam that we must believe in Mashiach and the coming of Mashiach, and also what is going to be the state of the world in the time of Mashiach. And this halacha describes, the last and final halacha of the Rambam, describes the perfect state of the world in the time of Mashiach. Says the Rambam, ubo'isei hazman, in that time, lo yisham, lo rov, v'lo milchama, there won't be any famine or war, v'lo kina v'tacharus, and there won't be any jealousy or competition. Why? Sha'atoiva tia mushpas harbi, because goodness will be in abundance and a lot for everyone, v'chol hama'adanim Mitsuyim ke'ofar, and all the delicacies will be accessible to everyone like dust. Here we have the description of the perfect time, where there won't be war, there won't be hunger. And as we said previously in the Shiurim, that the Rambam, even though he holds that there's no difference between Elam Hazeh and Yemei Samashiach, only Shibud Malchis, that the Jewish people won't have the burden of the Goyim. And over here the Rambam says miraculous things, that there won't be any war and any hunger. This is obviously referring to the later stage, the second stage, the second period of time in the days of Mashiach, where actually the world will be on a totally different level, a much greater level, and there will be total peace and no hunger and no war. And the reason is, why won't people be jealous of each other? Why won't there be competition? Because everyone will have plenty of whatever they want. Why is someone jealous of someone else? Because he doesn't have what the other person has. But if there's plenty good, then everyone has what they want and more. And the Rambam says all delicacies will be mitsuyin ka'ofar, will be in abundance, will be available like dust, just like dust is available. However, there's a chassidish interpretation that v'chol hamar danim, all the delicacies of this world will be mitsuyin ka'ofar, will be considered like dust, like nothing. Because in that time, we won't be any more focused on the gashmias, on the physical part of the world, on the physical indulgence and pleasures of the things in this world. We will then be totally focused on the godly purpose of everything in the world, of the ruchnias, of the divine kavana, of the using the gashmias l'shem shamayim, and we won't at all be focused on the madanim, on the delicacies themselves. They'll be like dust. What will the whole world be doing? What will be the involvement of the entire world? There won't be any famine. There won't be any negative. There won't be any war. There won't be any bad things that disturb the Jewish people. Rather, what will be, says the Rambam, V'lo yiyeh eisek kol ha'ilam, elo lodas es Hashem bilvad. The eisek, the occupation of the entire world, will be only to know Hashem alone. Over here we have the referring to Kol Ha'olam, the entire world, referring to Goyim as well. Not just the Jewish people will study Torah the entire time, but the Goyim will be involved in also studying Torah. Even though a Goy is not allowed to study Torah, but first of all, he is allowed to study his seven Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, the seven Noahide laws, and mainly Ladas as Hashem Bovad, to know Hashem himself, to believe in Hashem and know Hashem, the knowledge of God. And over here we have the term V'loyiyeh Esek. Esek means like a business. Just like when a person is deep engrossed in his business, he does his business with, puts his all his head and his might into his business. So when he's, even when he's eating, when he's drinking, he's still thinking about his business. And even when he's sleeping, he's dreaming about his business. The same thing uses the Rambam the term V'layyeh Esek Kol Ha'olam. Esek, the occupation, the involvement, the business of the entire world will be only Ladas es Hashem Bilvad. Because the knowledge of God will permeate the being of everything in the world. And everyone's involvement will be only to know Hashem. Carries on the Rambam, ulefichach, and therefore, Yehu Yisrael Chachomim Gdoilim. The Jewish people will be great sages, the Yodim Dvarim Astumim, and they will know the great secrets, the secrets of the Torah, the esoteric part of the Torah, Primia Satera, the Yasigu Das Boiram Kvikayach HaAdam, and man will be able to grasp the knowledge of the Creator as much as human capacity is. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, Kimola ha'oretz de'as Hashem. The world will be filled with the knowledge of God. Kamayim layom mechasim. As water covers the seabed. Just like the water covers the seabed. That the entire sea is covered in water. Everything that's in the ocean is covered up with water. The same thing. There is many creations in the ocean, but everything is covered in water. The same thing when Mashiach is going to come. Everything in the world will still be there, but it will be covered. It will be drowned in the knowledge of Hashem, Deus Hashem, the knowledge of Hashem. And with these words, the Rambam concludes his entire great work of Rambam, where he ends off that the ultimate time will be the time when the whole world will be filled with the knowledge of God. And we always connect the end of the Rambam to the beginning of the Rambam. The opening words of the Rambam at the beginning of Sefer Mada, Hilchis Yusei Atera, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Yusei Da Yusei Dois Va'amut HaChochmeis. the foundation of all the fundamental principles, and the pillar of all wisdoms is laid out to know, Sheyesha Motsirishin, that there is a primary existence, the existence of God that precedes everything. Vuhu Mamti Kol Nimtza, and He makes all creation. Vacholash Nimtzoim, Vashomayim Baritzum Ashabinayim, Le Nimtzu Ela Me'amitis Imotze. And all the creations, from the heavens till the earth and everything that's in between them, is only in existence because they're being created by Hashem, the true existence. And over here we have the Rambam finishing off his entire work, his entire book, and starting it off with the knowledge of Hashem. And this is the end of the Rambam.